All right, it is 4 o'clock, which means it is time for some fantasy football knowledge with the fantasy football guru. He's local. His name is Eric Carabel, ESPN.com fantasy football expert, and he joins us on the Common Cast Business Hotline. He's brought to us by Family & Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, make Family & Company Jewelers your first stop. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Mr. Carabel, how are we doing?
We're great. Getting ready for week 3.
Awesome. All right, let's look at some of the key matchups here. Now, the first one I'm looking at here is this Pat Mahomes bonanza that he's had. Mm-hmm. And where you rank him and whether you think he's going to go cold or is he still the guy to play?
He's the guy to play. I have him as my number 2 quarterback of the week. He's already thrown 10 touchdowns. It's a home game. Offense is doing great. Now, they're going to give up some stuff, too, to Jimmy Garoppolo, but Mahomes is a very good option this week, as is his top running back, top receiver, and tight end.
All right, who is your number 1 this week?
I have Tom Brady. I think, you know, you give him a little extra weapon or two, and that's only going to help him out. Detroit looks terrible, both sides, really. So I expect Brady to put up numbers. I mean, there's a bunch of good quarterback options this week. It's some of the normal guys like Brady and Rodgers and Newton and then Mahomes. And, hey, look, I give credit. That Ryan Fitzpatrick, it looks legit. We've seen stuff like this in the past. I mean, a year ago, Trevor Siemian was a top 10 quarterback after a couple of weeks. But mm-hmm. You got to play Fitzpatrick while he's playing well.
Okay. So you're going to roll with him against the Steelers, who are reeling right now. But the Steelers go in there as kind of as a 1-point favorite, tells you all you need to know about this game. Antonio Brown squawking a little bit. Is he a play?
Oh, yeah. He's always a top play. He's a top receiver of the week. Juju Smith-Schuster is also an excellent play. And James Conner should do well. Don't use Ben Roethlisberger. I've been telling you this for years. His numbers in road games are not good. Not average. Just not good at all. His receivers still get theirs. This is a road game. He's not anywhere near my top 10.
Okay. Let's go with the main questions here. The big guy's back.
Number
11 is back. I'm assuming you're staying away from him a little bit this week.
No, not really.
No?
I mean, it's a perfect matchup. No, it's a home game against a bad team. Team you should be able to throw against. It'd be nice if he had all his receiving weapons and his running back weapons for that matter. But no, I'm not scared of him. I don't have him as like the top 2 or 3 guy like we did most of last season. I have him at number 7, which means there's some guys I like better. But I have him over Fitzpatrick, over Deshaun Watson, over Stafford, Wilson. So I think you're going to get not huge numbers out of Wentz. Like 250 yards, 2 touchdowns. I think they want to take it easy on him. They don't want him running, certainly this early in the season. But I'm expecting a good performance for sure.
All right, what game really piques your interest as far as mismatch offense versus defense and vice versa?
Well, you're always looking at Buffalo and Arizona at this point. They look like the 2 worst teams in the league. Buffalo's at Minnesota. I don't see how they can compete there. So your Vikings are going to get some big numbers in the first half. Dalvin Cook, the running back, really hasn't done much so far. I still have him as a top 10 running back. Passing game looks fine. But again, Buffalo is so terrible. And Arizona's the other team. They're playing the Bears. We haven't seen a whole lot out of Chicago's passing game so far. We know Jordan Howard, the running back, is good. But Mitchell Trubisky hasn't done a whole lot. Former Eagle Trey Burton scored a touchdown on Monday, but didn't do anything else. No, not a lot of catches. So I'm expecting the Bears offense and the Vikings offense to put up big numbers.
Okay, let's get to the Twitter and the email. And if you want to call us live, it's 215-263-0975. And we'll put you on with Eric. And there's a lot of inquiries about Giovanni Bernard this week for reasons that are unclear to me.
You like
him. He's a good pick this week, huh?
Love him. Well, the reason why is because Joe Mixon's out after knee surgery. Like, that's all you need to know. This guy's a starting running back. And over the past 2 or 3 seasons, when he's been the starting running back, he's been a top 20 running back for fantasy. He's not great for the rest of the season. Mixon takes the job in 2 weeks. But for this week, this matchup, Gio Bernard's a good play.
Wow. Okay. Well, then let's go down some of these questions here. First of all, Nelson says, would you trade Alex Collins for Phillip Rivers? I have Stafford as my starter and Gordon and Kamara as my running backs.
No. If you already have Stafford, why do you need Rivers? We rank them the same every week. I have no concerns about Matthew Stafford whatsoever. No, I keep Alex Collins. He's good.
Okay. Now, D-Jax, Brandon Cooks, and Golden Tate in a PPR flex.
Well, kind of like all 3 of them this week, but it's hard to ever sit Golden Tate in a PPR. Always gets a lot of catches. I expect Brady to put up numbers, which means Matthew Stafford and his receivers will need to do the same thing. I play Tate.
All right, here's an interesting one because I actually like the 49ers this week for some reason. Jimmy G or Blake Bortles, who's got the better matchup?
Well, I think Jimmy G does. I mean, certainly Kansas City has already allowed 1,000 passing yards. So, and part of that's because they take big leads and the other team has to throw. But I would definitely play Garoppolo over Bortles. Not, Bortles is also a good start, a good matchup for him, but not as good as Garoppolo.
Okay. Mike Hagan tweets in a PPR league, I need two from Chris Thompson, Giovanni Bernard, and Larry Fitzgerald.
It's hard to ever sit Fitzgerald, and I won't do it. I would play Fitzgerald, and I'd probably play Thompson. Those are the two top guys there. I mean, Gio's good. He's going to catch passes, but you don't sit Fitzgerald. And the way Thompson's been playing and with the matchup they have, I keep him in.
All right, Gio Bernard or Royce Freeman at the Ravens in a standard league?
It's got to be Gio. Freeman's not even really a starter for Denver. He's more like the goal line back as Phillip Lindsay's getting more yards. So for now, I would kind of sit Freeman if I could. Gio's the better option.
All right, here's one from Paul Tillett. It's a one-point PPR. I need to start one of Josh Gordon, Crabtree, or Demaryius Thomas.
I like Gordon, but not over these two other guys. Let's make that clear. We have no idea if he's going to get two targets or 12. I don't want to take the risk. To me, Demaryius Thomas is the guy you play every week, and Crabtree is pretty close. So Gordon ranks third out of this group for me.
Okay. Which quarterback this weekend, Patrick Becker wants to know, Deshaun Watson or Phillip Rivers?
We regard them kind of similarly. I think Watson, we know he has more upside. Giants are terrible. It's a home game for Watson. So I think if Watson doesn't do something in this game, we'll start worrying in October. But for this week, I'd definitely go with him.
All right. Corey Clement or Shady McCoy?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, as of now, we don't know for sure if McCoy's going to suit up. We don't know if Ajayi is going to suit up. So, and even if Ajayi does, Corey Clement seems like the better play than McCoy to me because Ajayi just is not getting enough touches to put up big numbers. He does have a couple touchdowns, but not a lot of rushing yards. To me, Corey Clement, very interesting, especially if it wins back. Maybe we'll see some passes from the running back. I'd go with him.
See, again, you're a hockey fan, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah, that's why you're saying Corey Clement.
Oh,
this is my theory for you. Everybody who's prone to hockey goes Clement.
Yeah, get Gossip's band this year. He's good.
All right, let's go to the phones. Todd in King of Prussia. Todd, you're on with Eric Carabel. What's up?
Good questions. Drew Brees or Andy Dalton, Tyler Lockett or Larry Fitzgerald, and Trey Burton or Austin Hooper.
Well, I mean, I can't sit Drew Brees. I mean, I have him as my number six quarterback of the week. I certainly don't have Andy Dalton anywhere near there. But Charlie over Lockett, assuming he plays, and Trey Burton's still a decent top 10 option. He hasn't been great so far, but I don't want to overthink things and the matchup is right.
All right, let's go to Dave in South Jersey on the phones. Dave is right here. All right, go ahead, Dave.
Hey, fellas, real quick. This is a little two-part question. Would you go Kenyon Drake or Kareem Hunt at running back, and then would you start either one of those guys over Emmanuel Sanders in the flex?
I would start both your running backs. Hunt over Drake. Hunt's a top 10 guy. Drake is not. But generally, when you have a running back, even a guy like Drake who's not getting all the touches because Gore is there, I still start Drake over Sanders. I think Miami, it's a big week for them. The 2-0, nobody in fantasy is looking at any of their players, so it'd be nice for them to put up numbers against Oakland. I think Drake will.
All right, let's go two more questions here. Twitter Snap tweets in, Juju or Devontae Adams at wide receiver 2?
Adams for sure.
All right, and Frank Edwards, do I start Leonard Fournette, who is questionable, or Isaiah Crowell? Oh, and do I start the Eagles or the Ravens D?
Oh, I think the Eagles D is going to put up big numbers. They got to be angry about what happened last week. And Fournette is active. You've got to play him over Crowell. He's the three-down back. He's going to get the end zone. I mean, Crowell really knows. I know Crowell's playing today, but still, I go for now, and I think he's going to play.
All right. Last question is from me. Why do I like the 49ers in a possible outright over KC this week? Does it make any sense to you?
It makes a lot of sense. That the defense for the Chiefs is weak. San Francisco can put up numbers in this game. They're going to have to put up at least 30 points to do it. But is it possible? Garoppolo's better than he's shown the last 2 weeks. I think it's definitely possible. I'm definitely taking him with the points.
I may have to go money line. Bang!
Outright.
See, I flow that way, bro.
I hear that.
All right, man. Eric, always a pleasure.
Good luck.
Thank you. There he is. Eric Carabel.